today as part of a nationwide campaign to bring an end to the war in Iraq and to begin the healing process, both abroad and at home. We, the people, are making a declaration of peace. For over 3 years, we have marched, we have rallied, we have campaigned for opposition parties, and we have lobbied our representatives. And yet still, this war rages on. We, the people, along with the clear majority of Americans, have told our elected officials that it is time for our sons and daughters to come home and to end this immoral war. They do not listen. We have pursued every legal available option to us in our democracy. We have raised our voices and our votes. We have written letters and visited our officials. Our bodies are all we have left. We therefore place our bodies on the line and choose to risk arrest. We do so to save the lives of young people, both here and in Iraq. We risk arrest to bear witness to the unnecessary loss of life caused by war. We risk arrest to demonstrate the level of our commitment to peace. We risk arrest because our children risk far more when they enlist in the military. Because we want our children to be students, not soldiers. Because we seek to save the lives of young people here and abroad, we are seeking the closing of this recruiting center, even if it's just for one day. We do this in the tradition of Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and Cesar Chavez, without the use of violence and with love in our hearts. As Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once wrote, we present our very bodies as a means of laying our case before the conscience of our local and national community. We therefore are using our bodies today as a barrier to continued war. And we do so for the entire international community to bear witness. Those of us participating in this declaration of peace are all people of faith. Whether it is faith in a higher spirit or faith in the goodness of humanity. We are people who respect the laws of our country, but ultimately we are people who are governed by a higher law. A law that values all human life, regardless of national boundaries. Today our purpose is clear and our demands are straightforward. Simultaneously, we seek the establishment of a comprehensive plan of full reparations and reconstruction efforts in Iraq. Finally, we demand a complete return of all resources and services to Iraqi control. Each day brings a new opportunity to prevent war and establish peace. Today, we begin here and now.